Hi everybody, welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
And we're looking at our monthly TOEIC article today, okay? Mm-hmm. It's all about asset insurance, okay? And it's kind of to do with sort of protecting yourself against misfortunes that affect businesses.
Yeah, and hopefully none of these things will ever happen to you, but then you never know. Accidents happen almost every single day.
What kind of accidents could affect a business?
Well, I was thinking like a fire or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Some natural disaster.
Something like that, especially in you know, Taiwan. You can get earthquakes and typhoons, floods.
Right.
I guess you've got to think of unnatural stuff, you know, criminal damage. Things that people robbing the store or, you know, breaking the windows or something like that, stealing something. So, against all of these things, most businesses will need some kind of protection, and that's this whole thing about asset insurance, okay? So, we'll start by reading through the dialogue, and then we'll go back and look at some of the English and some of the ideas we use in it. Thanks for seeing me, Ms. Grifter.
Please, call me Sally. Now, I understand you want some help with your insurance policy.
That's right. I never thought I'd need one, but then an acquaintance of mine ran into trouble, and he didn't have any insurance. He ended up losing a lot of money.
It's always advisable to have some protection against unexpected accidents. The first thing we need to do is establish what your assets are.
What do you mean by that?
An asset is something that has value. You own a bicycle store, is that correct?
That's right. It's just a small place now, but I'm planning on expanding soon.
Good for you. So, your bicycles constitute assets, as does the building itself. Do you keep significant amounts of cash on the premises?
Yes, I put it all in a safe in my office.
That's also an asset. Okay, we have two standard policies for small businesses.
Can you please clarify what the differences are?
This first one covers the building and its contents in case of theft, fire, and weather damage. This second one does the same but also includes business interruption insurance.
Sorry, but I didn't understand that last part.
Suppose your store is damaged by fire. The first policy just covers the cost of repairs. The business interruption insurance will cover all the profits you would have made during the time your store is closed for repairs.
Hi guys, so welcome back. That was a discussion between two people, Mark, who's got a bicycle store, and he wants to get insurance for his business. So let's start with the title, Getting the Right Coverage. Okay, this word coverage, spelled C-O-V-E-R-A-G-E, coverage, this is an insurance term, and there's a lot of these throughout the article. It can mean other things when you're not talking about insurance, but here it means the amount of protection given by an insurance policy. We'll discuss some of those words a bit later as well. So what it means is what it's protecting against. Okay, so in some areas, flood damage is not included in your insurance coverage. In other words, you are not covered if there's a flood. And often, I had to look this up, places near rivers will not include flood damage in the coverage because it floods so often, the insurance companies aren't really interested in protecting you against it. You have to buy it as an extra.
Yeah, so I guess like that's a risk you have to take if you do plan to open a business near a river or something like that.
Yeah, and you'll have to go and get, you'll have to try and find someone who will insure you because most normal companies will go, I'm sorry, our coverage doesn't include floods.
Yeah. All right, so let's continue reading our conversation then. So Mark starts off saying, thanks for seeing me, Mrs. Grifter.
Ms, yeah.
Or Miss
Ms, Grifter. Yeah, Ms is this term, M-S, period, Ms, it's pronounced. Just means it could be a married woman, it could be a single woman. It's kind of a polite thing to say when you're not sure. And some women will use it because they don't want to signal married or single in case they get treated differently.
Right. Sally then says, please call me Sally. Now, I understand you want some help with your insurance policy. So she's asking Mark to call her by her first name as a way to kind of ease the conversation and not to make it seem so formal or so serious or
kind
something like that.
Kind of breaking the ice.
So let's take a look at our word insurance.
So insurance, I-N-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. It's the money you get if, let's say, an accident happens. Usually, you can buy insurance from a company. So let's say if something unfortunate happens and your insurance covers it, then that means they will give you the money to recover those or to cover those recovery costs. So, for example, in the United States, when you buy a car, you have to buy car insurance.
Yeah, and that will cover your car if you're in an accident that isn't your fault, usually. Mm. So, yeah, we'll see insurance all throughout the article. It's just basically the agreement. And for it, you need a policy. And the policy is the contract. It's the written document that says all the deals on it, basically. It says who the people are, you know, who the company is, what the damage is, what things are covered, how much money is going to be paid. All of those details are in the policy.
That's right. Okay, Mark then continues to say, that's right. I never thought I need one, but then an acquaintance of mine ran into trouble. Okay, so I think most people don't really think about insurance until someone close by, you know, they get into an accident.
Friend or family, or in this case, an acquaintance, okay? Acquaintance is spelled A-C-Q-U-A-I-N-T-A-N-C-E, acquaintance. And it's somebody you know slightly, but you wouldn't consider them a close friend, okay? So maybe it's someone you do business with, but you don't really see them socially. Maybe it's just kind of a friend or a friend you've met once or twice, but you probably don't have their phone number or something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you could say, I have a few acquaintances in different countries around the world. So I know some people in America and Australia and New Zealand, but I wouldn't necessarily say they're my close friends.
Right. You just know them because maybe you met them a couple of times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then next Mark says, and he didn't have any insurance, so he ended up losing a lot of money. So when you end up losing money, it just means that, end up means it turns out to be, or what the overall conclusion is.
Mm, quick note on end up, when it's used in this case like a verb, it's always followed by the gerund, the V-I-N-G form. So ended up losing, I ended up seeing a movie, I ended up staying at home, that kind of thing. Okay, Sally goes on and says, it's always advisable to have some protection against unexpected accidents, okay? So if something is advisable, that just means it's a good idea. It's something that other people would advise you to do. So I could say, it's advisable to save money for your future. Well, of course.
Right. Very logical idea, I think. Everyone should try to save money in case of accidents. Okay, so next Sally then says, the first thing we need to do is establish what your assets are. Okay, an asset is basically the value of a person or a company. For example, we can say James opened his restaurant and his assets are worth millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we'll get into assets later in the conversation.
We look at assets a lot because this article is all about asset insurance. So Mark says, well, what do you mean by that? He doesn't really understand. So Sally gives him some examples. She says, an asset is something that has value. So you own a bicycle store, is that correct?
Okay, and Mark says, that's right. It's just a small place now, but I'm planning on expanding soon. Okay, so when you expand, okay, E-X-P-A-N-D, it means to become larger in size, a number, or amount. So many companies and businesses can expand, meaning they can either open more stores or they can open stores outside of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You can also expand the menu at a restaurant. For example, a hamburger store can expand to selling both hamburgers and pizza.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's got a bicycle store. He wants to make it bigger, so Sally says, well, good for you, meaning, well done, that's great for you. I hope you do make it bigger. That's what this little phrase, good for you, means. Then she says, so your bicycles constitute assets. Okay, this word constitute is quite a tricky one. It's spelled C-O-N-S-T-I-T-U-T-E, constitute. And in this case, it means to be something or to be equivalent to something. So you could almost replace it in this sentence with the verb is or are, just be. So your bicycles constitute assets. Your bicycles are assets. They are worth money. Okay. You could also say something like murder constitutes a crime and a very long jail sentence. So murder is a crime, and if you do it, then you'll be in jail for a long time.
Right. Sally then continues to say, do you keep significant amounts of cash on the premises? Now, significant just means really important, or in this case, a large amount of something. So they're talking about a large amount of cash or money.
Yeah, he probably keeps a big, all his change that he uses for buying and selling things just somewhere on the premises. And on the premises is basically in the building where he works. The premises means a house or building together with any kind of land or other small buildings around it that belong to him. For example, if you have a house, your premises, of course, include the house, but it might be your garden, maybe your garage where you put your car, or a little garden shed where you keep a few tools and things. They are all the premises. For example, you could say animals are not permitted on these premises. So it could be a restaurant. You can't bring other pets in.
Next, Mark says, yes, I put it all in a safe in my office. So he puts all of his money in a safe. Now, a safe is usually a very strong metal box, and you have special locks on it, or you might have to type in a special combination or something.
Yeah.
So what you can do is you can keep valuable items like money, jewelry, or maybe important documents inside. Now, a safe keeps your things, of course, safe.
Yeah, so it's an adjective as well. So I guess you think of safes as in like a hotel room. You'd probably have a safe in. You put your money and your passport in there when you go out. And, of course, banks have really big safes, like the size of a room.
Right.
Okay. So he puts it in a safe, and Sally says, that's also an asset. She means the cash. The cash is an asset. It's something he owns that's worth money. Then she starts to get into the insurance, and she says, okay, we have two standard policies for small businesses. So that means in most cases, the small business will take either policy one or policy two. She has two different ones.
Then Mark says, can you please clarify what the differences are? So he's not really sure what is going on. He asks Sally to clarify it. And clarify means to make something clear. So he wants her to explain what these two policies are.
And Sally does. She says, this first one covers the building and its contents in case of theft, fire, and weather damage, okay? So the first one is going to insure his building and everything in it, okay? That is the contents. The contents is everything in his bicycle store. So that's the bicycles, the furniture, the safe with the money in, maybe his office computer, basically just everything in there. And they will insure it in case of, which means in the event of, these various different things. So this phrase, in case of, just means in the event of something happening. For example, the school will be closed in case of typhoons or other severe weather. So that just means if there's a typhoon, the school will close.
Right. So the first insurance policy that we see covers theft. And theft means, of course, just people stealing your things, stealing the contents inside of your building or your store.
Yeah, and so it covers theft, fire, and weather damage. So all of those three things. So if there's a fire, if someone robs him, or if there's a terrible storm and his roof gets blown away, he'll be covered. And now what about the second one? She says this one does the same, but also includes business interruption insurance, whatever that is.
Yeah, so let's continue reading to find out what that means. So Mark says he's asking the same thing as us. He says, sorry, but I didn't understand that last part. So he's asking her to kind of reconfirm or to explain this, clarify this even more.
Business interruption insurance, okay? Sally starts this explanation by kind of giving him a situation, okay? She says, suppose your store is damaged by a fire. Now here, this verb suppose, we put it sometimes at the start of a sentence when we want to make a suggestion. For example, you could say to a friend, well, suppose we go to the movies on Friday. You're saying, you're suggesting it. Why don't we? So Sally here is just saying, well, suppose your store is damaged by a fire. You know, let's say your store is damaged by a fire. So she's setting the situation for him.
So she says the first policy just covers the cost of repairs. So the first one only just covers the things to fix the building or whatever is damaged. So repair means to fix. And it means here to cover the cost of fixing things. Okay. Then she goes on to explain what the business interruption insurance means. And she says that business interruption insurance will cover all the profits you would have made during the time your store is closed for repairs.
Okay.
So, I see the difference now.
Yeah, the idea is here, if his store has to be closed for 2 weeks to repair the damage, you know, that's a lot of money he's not making. People aren't coming in to buy bicycles. So
right?
He goes, well, it's one thing to cover the cost of the fire, but what about all this money I've lost because my business was closed?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this second policy does. It covers that. So he will get some extra money because he kind of protected his whole business, not just the assets and the items in it. So we saw the word profit, which is kind of the key word of that sentence. A profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, profit, is the money you make from a business that's more than the costs of running it. Okay, so maybe he needs to pay for electricity, for lighting, for bicycles, and then he sells bicycles, okay? So any money he has that's extra at the end of all that, more than he started with, is a profit.
Right.
You could also say, how shall we spend the profits from our cake sale?
What we usually do with profit is, again, you take the money you earn minus the amount of money you spend on running or buying your business.
Yeah, and if there's a plus at the end of that, we say, well, that's a profit.
Right.
Of course, if there's a negative, you say, well, I made a loss this month. We lost, you know, a few thousand dollars, or we made a profit of a few thousand dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you definitely want to get profits in business. So there we go. That's the second policy, and it's just not only covering repairs if there's a fire, they're covering his profits, the cost of doing business that he lost out on. All right, that's the end of this dialogue, so we're going to move on to a few extra things, but first we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, then we'll be right back.
Hello everyone, my name is Tim. 欢迎来到我们的多益单元。今天的题目是 Getting the right coverage, 确认投保范围。标题的这个字 coverage 就表示保险项目或者保险范围的意思。一开始 Sally 说到了 Now, I understand you want some help with your insurance policy. 那么据我所知你需要保单方面的协助是吗？ Insurance 这个字就表示保险的意思。它的动词是 insure, 表示投保。You should insure your baggage before traveling, 就表示旅行前你应该替你的行李投保。而后面看那个名词 policy, 这边是当作保单的意思。然而一般 policy 可以当作政策或者策略的意思使用。例如 honesty is the best policy, 表示诚实为上策。接着 Mark 又在后面说到 I never thought I'd need one, but then an acquaintance of mine ran into trouble, and he didn't have any insurance.我从没想过我会需要保单，但我所认识的一个人遇到了麻烦，而他没有任何的保险。这里看到一个单字 acquaintance, 就表示熟人的意思，是可数名词。举例来说 ,Dad has many acquaintances in politics, 就表示爸爸在政治圈里面有很多的熟人。acquaintance 也可以当作了解、熟悉的意思，这边是当作不可数名词。例如I have some acquaintance with French, 就表示我懂一点点法文。接着 Sally 在后面说到 It's always advisable to have some protection against unexpected accidents. 对意外事故有所防护永远是明智的。这里看到个形容词 advisable, 就表示明智的、适当的。而这个字的动词是 advise, 表示劝告。例如The teacher advised that everyone study for at least 1 hour per night. 表示老师建议大家每天晚上至少要读一个小时的书。这边要注意的是 that 子句中的 study 必须要使用原形，因为前方省略了 should, 所以原本应该是 should study. 此外像 insist, demand 以及 suggest 都是属于这类的特殊动词。而 advice 的名词是 advice, A-D-V-I-C-E, 表示忠固的意思，是属于不可数名词。一则忠固的英文是 a piece of advice, 而当我们讲说 advice on something, 就表示关于什么的忠固。例如 I need your advice on my school presentation. 就表示我需要你对我学校的报告给一点建议。A mark 在后面继续说道 That's right. It's just a small place now. But I'm planning on expanding soon. 没错，现在只是个小店面，但我计划不久后要扩张。这里看到个动词 expand 就表示空间上的扩大或者扩展。Dad is thinking of expanding his business. 就表示老爸正在考虑扩展生意。而另外一个类似的字是 extend, 就表示空间上的延长或者是延伸。This freeway will be extended hundreds of kilometers. 就表示这条公路将延长数百公里。Sally 接着又在后面说道 Good for you, so your bicycles constitute assets, as does the building itself. 很好，所以你的脚踏车就构成了资产，建筑物也是。Constitute 这个动词就表示构成、组成的意思。A constitute B 就表示 A 构成 B, 必须要用主动来表示。举例来说 ,female workers,constitute the majority of the labor force in this company, 就表示这间公司主要的劳工都是由女性组成。而此外像 comprise 或者是 make up 同样都有构成、组成的意思。然而当我们讲说 B 构成 A 的话，就必须要使用另外一个常见的用法 consist of。 举例来说 This training program consists of 9 different activities.就表示这个训练计划是由九种不同的活动组成。而如果我们要用被动来表示呢，该怎么使用？我们可以使用 be composed of, be comprised of, 或者是 be made up of。举例来说 ,The Lord of the Rings is composed of 3 different books, 就表示魔戒是由三本不同的书所组成的。接着 Sally 说道This first one covers the building and its contents in case of theft, fire, and weather damage. 假使碰上窃盗、火灾或者是天灾的话，第一种保单的范围包含建筑物以及其内容物。In case of 就表示假使、万一的意思，后面必须要接上名词。Janet had bought herself the insurance in case of accidents. Janet 替自己买了保险，以免发生事故。而 in case 后面则是要接上子句，而不是名词，同样也是表示假使的意思。You should bring some cash with you in case you need it. 你应该把一些现金带在身上，以备不时之需。
We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Okay, we're going to start with a few extra dialogues that maybe could have come at the end of the one in the magazine article or just in addition to. And in the first one, this is Mark asking something and he says, I assume the premium is higher for the second policy.
Then Sally says, it is, but on the other hand, you get greater coverage.
Yeah, so what she's saying there is, yes, of course the second one is more expensive. The premium is what you pay for insurance. We're going to cover that a bit more on day two. But it's basically just the money. So the second policy will be more expensive, but he gets more protection.
Okay, so the next dialogue then says, Are you saying that I'm covered in the event of a robbery?
And B replies, That's right. The policy covers all types of criminal activities.Okay, so there, A is just checking that robbery is covered. If someone breaks into his store, he's covered. And B says, yes, of course you are. All criminal activities, not just robbery. It could be someone sets fire to your store on purpose, someone throws a brick through the window, you know, any kind of criminal damage.
Okay, so next, the dialogue says, I have 3 computers in the office.Are those assets? So he's making sure and asking in detail, are these a part of my assets?
And B says yes, and they'll be covered by your insurance policy. Okay, so this will cover the computers if they get damaged again in a fire or in a robbery, someone steals them, something like that. They won't be covered against old age. If they're old computers and they just fail, that won't be covered by an insurance policy. But it will cover them, it, like all the other coverage, theft, fire, weather damage, etc. Okay, so those are some extra dialogues, useful questions that will be asked. And a discussion question of our own is, why is it important for a business to have insurance?
Well, I think, you know, obviously there accidents can happen every single day. So it's just better to have some kind of protection and to kind of know that if these accidents do happen, then you in some ways are covered to repair it or something. You get some kind of money back for these accidents, I think.
Yeah, now this is important for a starting business, okay? Yeah. Starting businesses aren't going to be making big profits, and if they suffer some kind of disaster, like Tiffany mentioned, then that could be it. If they can't recover from that disaster, their business is gone.
Right.
So, you know, if you're very rich, you can probably just go, okay, we can kind of pay for repairs and we'll still be okay. But if you're a starting business without a lot of money, you know, this could be success or failure. So you need to get covered by these kind of insurance policies. So,
right.
I guess, can you think of anything else? I mean, that's, I guess, the main reason. What else is there?
Yeah, let me think. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I guess it's, I wrote this article, and when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, you know, people who know that the building is, or know that the business is not insured, maybe they'll think, well, maybe I'm not sure if I want to work here, you know, so it's not, maybe they think it's not safe, maybe the business will have trouble getting the right kind of support if, you know, if legal companies know you're not insured, they go, well, if you've not got insurance, we can't loan you any money. Maybe he needs a loan from a bank. But they say, well, we'll give it you if you're insured. But if you don't have an insurance policy, we don't think it's safe. So you might need insurance to get other kind of business things like that done. So pretty important as well.
Yeah, I guess with businesses, you can take risks, but then you also have to be very careful with the type of risk you're taking. So I guess insurance in some ways kind of offers you, I guess, better business or just a safer way to run business.
Yeah. So, okay, that's it for today's lesson. We're going to look tomorrow at different kinds of asset insurance, more personal things as well as business ones, discuss a bit more about how insurance works. But for this lesson, that's all we've got. So thanks for listening to ED. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
Well, goodbye. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.